Live Creative Now, Episode 16.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work. Because that's how you will change the world.
Hey, brilliant. This is Live Creative Now, and I'm Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color, creative life. In this episode, I answer a listener question from Jess about something I think every creative is curious about: how to find your voice. Before we get on to today's topic, though, a word from our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by the Erase the Chaos Toolkit, the ebook and companion workbook to get from chaos and overwhelm, you know that feeling, to the kind of full-color life your heart longs for. The Erase the Chaos Toolkit will help you hone in on the specific causes of your time crunch chaos and give you the tools you need to clear your plate and make space for creative joy. Liberate white space so your full color life can flourish and shine. You can get your very own copy at bit.ly/erase-chaos. That's bit.ly/erase-chaos. And now, on with today's episode.
What I'd like to ask you is, how do you actually remain unique in the art industry? There's so many, like, things going over the internet, and people have ideas about making an art piece, and then somebody else comes along, sees that piece and say, oh, that's lovely, and then gets an idea themselves and then takes that little piece and brings it over to their artwork, and you can see a little bit of somebody else's artwork in your artwork. I have seen this with an artist. I can't remember his name, but he's quite popular. He does a lot of scenes, like, you know, umbrellas and walking, like, along a street, and there's these kind of, like, lights and, like, you know, I've seen other artists take that kind of thing and make it their own kind of thing, but you can see the influences there. But how do you remain unique, like, you know, when you see all these other things going on over the internet? So I was just wondering how you do that.
That's such a wonderful question, Jess. I'm curious, is your question from the perspective of how do I, as an artist, maintain my integrity of my own voice? Is that where you're coming from? Or how do I cut through the noise? Or what, can you expand a little bit more on what your perspective is on the question?
It's about kind of, because, as I say, the social media and all the internet things, there's, like, you can see other people's artwork reflected in artwork. And my own, I'm trying to kind of, like, I'm going through different emotions. I'm trying to develop my own style, and I find it increasingly hard because I get influenced by ideas from other people. Oh, do this. But then, isn't that their idea, not my idea? So I'm trying to kind of, like, figure out what I should be doing, how to get to be unique, you know what
I mean? Got it.
So that I have something to that says, oh, that's you, that's your work, and, like, nobody else has that, or something similar. So that kind of
thing. Right. So it sounds like what you're really asking, kind of a variation on, how do I find and cultivate my own unique voice? Is that accurate?
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool. I know that's such a huge question. I know other people who are on this call who have talked about this question with me a lot as well. So first of all, I think that in the West in general, we have a very strong bias against learning by copying, which is really, really different from the East, where people will work with, you know, apprentice with a master for 30 years and copy the works of masters. And that's considered
That's how you learn. That is the respected way to learn. And it's only after copying masters for, you know, 30 years or however long, I don't know that it's actually 30, that you then start to emerge out with your own voice and claim that. It's just a, it's not that one is right and one is wrong. It's just a very different approach. And I find it really helpful to remind myself of that different way of approaching coming to one's unique voice, because I think we do ourselves a disservice in the West when we think I have to emerge fully formed like Athena sprung from the head of Zeus without any outside influences whatsoever. The reality is, first of all, that would be impossible. You'd have to like go live in an island somewhere all by yourself. And who wants to do that? And second of all, the reality is this is how human beings operate. We are sort of these organisms that are constantly grabbing inspiration from everything around us. So what you see, what you listen to, the people you interact with, you know, the tree that you walk by, the art that you see, all of that goes into your thought processes, your expression, who you are as a human being, all of your experiences, the sum total of all of your experiences from the moment before you were born, when you're in your mother's womb, all of that goes into who you are and what you create in the world. So there's no inherent like problem with copying other people's work. The problem comes when we copy somebody else's work in an attempt to be like them and then claim it as our own, right? Which happens. That's called plagiarism, and it happens a lot. And what I think the goal is to integrate what we see and how do I explain this? I can tell you many, many times where I've looked at somebody else's artwork and I thought, oh my God, I wish I made that. I want to try to make something like that. And I attempt to make something like that. But because I'm me and not them, I can't make something the way that they make it. So through the process of attempting to copy their work or some element in their work, I then discover something in my own work. This is my the entire series of paintings that I did over the past 4 months or 5 months or something that I've been calling the Dancing with Chaos Less is More series. It's very minimalist, white backgrounds. A lot of people have been telling me it reminds them of Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss was not my inspiration, or at least not my conscious inspiration. That entire series of paintings started because there's a painting in my massage therapist's in the massage room on the wall. And every time I walk in the door to get a massage every 2 weeks, I see this painting and I love this painting and I'm fascinated by this painting. And I wanted to try and create the same technical effect that this painting had. Knowing I'm not going to recreate the painting, but I wanted to create the same technique somehow. And so I was analyzing the painting, trying to figure out what did they do and trying to recreate that myself. And the process of attempting to recreate that made something totally different and got me curious and took me down a path and led me in a particular direction. That is how for me, and I don't know that this is the same for everybody else, but that's how for me, I sort of, my voice evolves. It's by trying all kinds of things and seeing what sticks and what is compelling to me, what pulls me forward, what makes me go, oh my gosh, what would happen if I did this? And what would happen if I did that? So that's my relationship to the copying and finding the unique voice.
You actually answered, actually, what I was hoping to hear. It is a tough subject. And I do realize that a lot of people actually are inspired by, as you say, the masters. And that's where it starts from and it goes on. It's just that, you know, when you see art and you say, oh, yes, that reminds me of, it's kind of worries me what direction I'm going. Like when I'm looking at my own artwork, is it something somebody else has out there or whatever? And I haven't seen these people and they say, well, that's my idea. So I worry about things like that.
So it sounds like you're concerned that people will look at your art and say, well, that reminds me of this other person's art. And then it will make that you're afraid that they will think that you're plagiarizing that other person.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I think that what we can do is when we notice, if we notice that we are inadvertently, you know, mimicking somebody else, then we can create intentions around moving in a direction that's going to pull us away from that. For me, like when people told me that my work reminded them of Dr. Seuss, on the one hand, it kind of bugged me because I don't want people to think that I was trying to copy Dr. Seuss because that's not what was happening. And on the other hand, it was very flattering because I love Dr. Seuss. Like, I grew up with Dr. Seuss books, right? So what, and they pointed to some specific elements of my work that made them think of Dr. Seuss. Because to me, my work doesn't look like Dr. Seuss art at all. It's really, really different. But there's certain elements about, like, I use stripes a lot. He uses stripes a lot. So I can do is continue to mine what's me. Continue to mine what's me. And it's always going to be a dance because we're always, always, always going to be influenced by other things that we see and experience out there in the world. But just keep coming back to what's, and I think the way that I mine what's me is by going back to that place of noticing my curiosity, like, oh, what would happen if I did this? Because when I'm in that place of, oh, what would happen if, I'm not in that place of, how can I make this look more like this person's work that I admire, which I often think, but I'm not in that mindset when I'm in the mindset of, ooh, what would happen if I tried X? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you, Melissa.
Oh yeah. You're so welcome, Jess. Thanks for the question. It's a really good one. And I think it's a really pertinent issue for all of us who are endeavoring to create things in the world that are,
yes,
you know, to express our unique voice, because that's what we're put on the planet here to do, is to express our unique voice. But the reality is our unique voice is the product of all of our experiences and all of our influences, right? And that's true for everyone.
Yes.
That's true for the great artists throughout history, right?
Yes. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for the question.
So that's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. Would you like to get a chance to chat with me live and ask your own question about living a full-color creative life? Well, you can! Through the end of 2015, I am holding live calls on the first Tuesday of every month. Just go to livecreativenow.com/questions and click the big green button to register. That's livecreativenow.com/questions. It's totally free and it's really fun. So I hope you'll join me. Meanwhile, if you are getting value out of this podcast, I would be hugely grateful if you would leave a review on iTunes. Ratings and reviews make a huge difference in how the show is ranked. We were number one in the self-help category for one day, thanks to all the great reviews that had come in. And then we dropped down to, I think it was 27 last time I checked in the self-help category, no longer on the front page of iTunes New and Noteworthy. But you can help pop it back up to the front page. And the reason why to do that is that when the podcast appears on the front page of iTunes New and Noteworthy, it helps other people find it. And that helps grow the creative uprising so that we're really changing the conversation together around creative expression and play and getting rid of this stupid idea that it's frivolous and self-indulgent. It's not. It's essential. And you can play a really important role in this movement simply by leaving a review over on iTunes. Plus, of course, I would be super duper grateful. And you could win a prize because I'm running a contest through the end of August. And all you have to do to enter is subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, leave a 5-star rating, and type in a review, and email hello@livecreativenow.com to let us know that you did so. That's hello@livecreativenow.com. So thanks again for joining me, and until next time, go get creating. Mwah. Live Creative Now. Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.